The U.S. stock market has a lot of company in the current slump. Stock markets in Europe declined more than 5% today to new five-year lows. Joining me now is Eugene Peroni, Senior Managing Director for Equity Research at Claymore Securities in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me more about what's happening with European stocks.
Well, we are seeing European investors reacting to what I think is the U.S. Market uncertainties. And so I see it more as a reactive event here as far as the behavior we saw in Europe today and recently, for that matter.
So why is it that these markets are so closely tied?
I think now that investors are searching for any kind of indications that there could be a bottom or that there could be any turn. And these indications remain elusive, and as they do, I think it just swells the emotion that is involved in this market and is propelling this market downward.
If the European and U.S. markets are chasing each other down a downward spiral, how do things turn around?
I think today that Europe was upset because the S&P futures were sharply lower before the New York Stock Exchange opening today. So as our market opened here, as it began to stabilize off its worst levels, we did see Europe begin to recover. But I do think not just for Europe, but for most international markets, the focus remains on the U.S. Stock market and the economy.
The economic indicators have generally been good in Europe and here, but the markets keep dropping. So which one is a better judge of what's to come in the future?
Well, that's the $64 question, that this disconnect that we're seeing between equities and the economic environment is really unprecedented. And because of that, economists, investment strategists such as myself are having a difficult time really gleaning anything from historical data. So this is the question, is the economy eventually going to pull the stock market higher, or is the stock market pretending some kind of an ominous economic event on the horizon?
And so how do you think the U.S. markets will react today to what's happened in the European markets?
I don't think that the U.S. market is tied to the European market per se. I think it's really the other way around. But we are seeing pretty good resiliency in the U.S. market today. And if that can continue through the remainder of the session, as I feel that it can, then I think we'll see a quite different picture in Europe tomorrow.
Have European and U.S. markets always been so tightly aligned?
No, not necessarily. Certainly in the late 1990s, when we had this euphoric bubble in the U.S., I think it overshadowed most markets, including Europe. So there doesn't have to be a direct relationship, but at times there are loose relationships. Currently, with so much uncertainty, not just nationally but globally, I think that this is causing many markets to react in a similar way when investors are so uncertain and certainly see this disruption in confidence.
Is the same thing happening in Asia?
To some extent, yes, we are seeing those markets weaker, and certainly they did participate in the slump overnight.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for calling on me.
You're welcome. Eugene Peroni is Senior Managing Director for Equity Research at Claymore Securities in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania.